World leaders attending the UN's Food Security Summit this month in Rome rejected a UN call to commit $44 billion annually for agricultural development in poor nations. Catholic aid agencies are saying that's a recipe for prolonged global hunger. Well, I caught up with South African Cardinal Wilfred Napier to ask him, what is the answer to hunger in Africa? Is it a global handout?
I think there are some emergency situations where there's no option but to exercise the charity of handing out what is necessary. But I think there are more long-term solutions that need to be put in place. And if you look at the countries that are worst affected by the hunger and so on, most of them are unstable for one reason or another. There's political instability, and one has to ask the question is why that instability is being allowed to endure. For instance, Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, a very fertile place, but there are people that are starving there, but it's mainly because of the conflict that's ongoing and never seems to be ending. And one has to ask the question, is this being allowed to happen so that the mineral resources of that part of Africa can be exploited without government getting what is due to them and the people therefore having the resources for their development? Another area that's very badly affected by hunger is that part of Kenya that's been having drought after drought after drought. There are parts of Kenya, Tanzania, that are in a severe drought state. Now, they obviously need emergency assistance there. But I think what the world community really needs to help Africa with is the provision of water. Giving them GMOs and all that kind of stuff may look like a solution. But if they had the water and the water was properly farmed, if I may use that term, then they would be able to grow the crops that they'd normally grow. And many of these crops are quite adapted to the African conditions. So with water, people would be able to feed themselves much better than they're able at the moment.
And a warm thanks there to South African Cardinal Wilfred Napier.